A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our discussion and meditation, we're looking at the Word of God in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse number 19. The Bible says, "And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it." This woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. Verse 20 also said, "And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me, while an handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid a dead child in my bosom." Here we see the story of two women whose dreams were taken from them by sleep. They allowed sleep to take their dream from them. Sleep or slumber is another thing that could take a man's dream from him. No matter how big your dream is, no matter how glorious that future looks, no matter how beautiful your future looks, no matter how excellent your vision is, if you allow sleep or slumber, they will take that dream, that beautiful vision or future from you. Sleep is capable of taking a man's dream from him. Don't let sleep, don't let slumber take your dream from you. Don't forget, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands will cause a man's poverty to come upon him as armed men. This is a man who has a dream of prosperity, a dream of a great future, but because of inertia, because of sleep and slumber, he gave up his dream, or the dream was taken away from him. Instead of prosperity, poverty was given to him. May poverty not be your portion. May failure not be your lot in life and in destiny. If you have said amen to that prayer, then you must not give sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Say no to this sleep, a form of inertia, inaction in the life of a man. Sleep can take a man's dream from him. Sleep will take your destiny from you, will take your vision from you. Inertia will rubbish a man's life, a man's destiny. You have a glorious future. You have a dream of excellence, but you are sleeping. You are folding your hands. You are not doing anything with that dream. You are not running with your dream. You are not running with your vision, and you expect the dream or the vision to speak. No way. Dreams and vision don't speak in the life of an idle man. Dreams and vision don't speak in the hands or the life of a man who is asleep. When you are asleep, you do not know glory. You only see glory when you wake up. And so it is time for you to awake. Wake up in life and in destiny. Don't sleep upon your life and upon your destiny. Sleep, a state of inertia, a state of inaction, inactivity, a passive state when a man folds his arms and is not doing anything about his life. This man keeps talking about his dream, but he's not doing anything about the dream. He keeps talking about starting a program in the university and graduating, but he never obtains the form. He never takes the first step. He's just hoping and wishing, perhaps praying. This is a man who has a dream of prosperity, a dream of a prosperous life. And rather than go to work, he's not doing anything. He could even be spending all his energy and time on fasting and praying for prosperity. Let me make it clear to you that fasting and prayers have never been part of the prosperity equation. They may be part of power equation. You may have power by praying and by fasting. You may have power. God will give you power, but you will be a powerful but poor person. Hard work and diligence are part of the prosperity equation. You must understand this. So don't fold your arms. Don't even pray when you are supposed to be walking. This is very important. Sleep could take your dream from you. In our passage of consideration today, we saw the story of two women who slept and their dreams were taken from them. In verse 19 of 1 Kings chapter number 3, the Bible says, "This woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it." Her child died. Sleep took her child from her. She overlaid her child. She slept so deeply. She slept so soundly that she slept on a miracle. She slept on a dream. She slept on her future. Her child was a picture of her future. our child, our seed, was our future, our glory. But because of too much sleep, she slept on that child, and by her sleep, she killed her child herself. And now she decided to play a fast one. And how would she do it? She was going to steal a living child and replace her, the living child, with her own dead child. And how would she do this? She waited till midnight when the other woman was asleep. That woman too was sleeping. And because she slept, her destiny, her dream, was taken from her. Exchange becomes possible when you sleep. May your destiny not be exchanged. There are exchangers of glory. There are exchangers of destiny everywhere. There are those who are waiting for destinies to change, and they will change the destiny of the man who is asleep. They will take glow gold from you and put grass there. How could you be so deep in sleep that your newborn baby, a picture of your glory, your tomorrow, your dream, is taken away from your bosom and you never woke up? You never knew it. That is what sleep does. The Yorubas have a saying that it is the sleep that collects what a little child is holding in his hand. There are very many people who are not little children. They are not little children, but sleep has taken their dream from them. Sleep has taken their vision from them. Sleep, carelessness, sin, inertia, inaction, inactivity, passiveness have taken their dream from them. Don't let sleep take your dream from you. These two women lost their dream to sleep, one permanently and the other temporarily. Don't let your dream go from you. Don't let sleep take your dream from you. Don't sleep too much that you will sleep on your miracle, that you will sleep and overlay your dream. And don't sleep so deeply that your miracle, your dream will be exchanged. There are exchangers of dreams. There are those who will want to take your dream of glory from you and replace it with something else, with an inferior dream. Don't let that happen. Joseph insisted, "I have a dream, and my dream must speak." When the brothers quarreled and hated him for dreaming a small dream, he dreamt a bigger dream again. A wise man once said, "Don't make small plans or small dreams for your life. Make big plans and big dreams, because small plans or small dreams will attract small people and they will create a big problem for you. So make big plans, dream big, and put the big dream in the hands of the Almighty God. Make it bigger than you, put it in the hands of God, and then go to work. Don't put it in the hands of God and go to sleep. Put it in his hand and go to work." Paul the Apostle said, "I labored more than they all." Go to work, labor, be diligent with your dream, be diligent with your desire, be diligent with your vision, and the God of heaven will make the vision speak, will make the dream come alive. Don't be like either of these women. Don't allow your dream to be taken from you. Don't let sleep take your dream from you. Don't let the thing be gone from you because of sleep. Let me speak to you. Yes, you. There was a time that God gave you a dream. A dream in the night. It was an instruction. You remembered it clearly. It was so sure that if you wake up and implement this dream, something amazing will happen in your life. You didn't write it down immediately. You went back to sleep. And when you woke up in the morning, you forgot the dream completely. You have been yearning. You have been longing for years now to recall and to remember that beautiful dream. It was so instructive, but you have not been able to recall it. You have slept on your dream. Your sleep has taken your dream from you. My prayer is that God of restoration will restore that which you have lost. He will bring that dream back to you again. That instruction will come again, and it will advance you in life and in destiny, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and rebuke the spirit of sleep and slumber and cast it out of your life and destiny. Shall we pray? I rebuke the spirit of slumber, the spirit of sleep. I bind you and I cast you out of my life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I will be alert. I ask for the grace to be alert, to be sensitive in this my spirit man, and to be alive to my dream and to my vision, to the praise of the name of the Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Any power that wants to exchange my dream, exchangers of dream and destiny, the Lord rebuke you. Lift your voice and pray that way. The Lord rebuke you. You exchangers of destiny, you exchangers of dream, every power, every force that wants to exchange my dream from me, that want to replace my living child with a dead one, the Lord rebuke you. The dead glory is not my own. The dead child is not my own. So I rebuke every exchanger that want to exchange my miracle, that want to exchange my dream in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, let my dream begin to speak eloquently. Let my dream begin to find expression in the name of Jesus. My Father, I pray, let my dream begin to speak eloquently. Let my dream begin to find expression in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift your voice and pray and say, Father, by the help of the Holy Spirit, wake me up in every area of slumber. Let action replace inaction in my life. Let passion replace passivity, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that you will not sleep the sleep of death. I pray that your miracle, your blessings, your dream will not be exchanged. I rebuke every exchanger of dream, every exchanger of destiny. I pray that we have no impact or influence over your life and over your destiny in the name of Jesus. Where you have slept on your miracle, where you have slept on your dream, and you have suffocated the dream, I pray for restoration, that the Lord will restore to you all that you have lost to the praise of the glory of his name in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Spirit of the living God will create passion in you in every area of passivity. Strength will replace weakness in you, and the life of God will take over in every area of inactivity or inertia in the name of Jesus. Your dream will speak and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us tomorrow for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. You may wish to get in touch with me through this number, 080-23-23-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.